What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I used to work at Walmart as a cashier. Sometimes I would see some weird things working there, especially late at night. But the one that takes the cake is something that happened one particular night when I was fairly new to the job. So this was way back in the fall of 2004. I had just recently got my job at Walmart and was working as a cashier. I had only been there for maybe a month. I was only 17 and this was my first job ever. During this time, I did not have a car and would rely on my parents to drive me to and from work. So one time, I was working sometime in the afternoon until like 10 o'clock at night. Maybe 11 o'clock, I don't remember the exact time, but I do remember that it was pretty late. The shift was pretty average from the start. I don't remember a whole lot about early in it, but I do know that when it got to be nighttime, things were pretty quiet as usual. There were not many people there, and I would only have somebody come into my checkout line every here and there. Eventually, when I was off in maybe an hour, things were even more quiet. Then I saw someone approach my checkout. It was a man who looked like a clown. He was wearing pretty much normal clothes from what I remember, but then he had his face painted all white, and his hair was either painted red or it was a wig. His nose was red, and all around his lips was also red as well, and then he had painted on his eyebrows.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It was the full clown look, and it was so much so that I had absolutely no idea what the guy really looked like. It was a strange thing to see, and I didn't know why he was looking like a clown. It was not Halloween, and I didn't know of any events going on nearby or anything like that. When I saw him, I don't remember what he was buying, but I think he was just getting like one or two things. I said hi, and then I asked him what he was doing looking like a clown. I was curious, and I remember that I asked it in a cheerful and friendly way. However, the clown looked at me with a very serious face, almost a glare, and did not answer. I thought maybe he lost a bet or something, and I asked him if he lost a bet. He still said nothing and just looked at me angrily. I said, sorry, and nothing else. The only other time either of us said anything was when I told him the price, and then he paid. He seemed very serious and borderline angry, and it made me nervous. So he took his stuff and then walked away and left the store. I continued on with work after that. For the next bit of time, mostly there really wasn't anything to do. Eventually, I got another customer in my checkout line and scanned their items for them. However, later on, when I was off in maybe 10 minutes, I remember that I saw a coworker walking by. It was someone who I was friendly with. He told me that there was a man dressed as a clown just walking around the parking lot. I said that that guy had been in my checkout line. My coworker said that it was really weird, and then he walked away. Then, a few minutes later, I was finally off of work. I went over and clocked out, and then I went out to wait for my mom to pick me up. Normally, I would sit out on the bench that was on the sidewalk directly in front of the Walmart building. When I got outside and sat down, things were obviously very quiet, as you could imagine. There were far less cars now in the parking lot, so I could see a large amount of it. Only about a minute or so into waiting, I saw the clown guy again. He was walking at the far side of the parking lot towards the back. He walked over a ways, and then he turned and started going up another road towards the store. I did not know what he was doing. The way it looked was that he was just walking around, not really doing anything. I remember that he was walking very slowly, too. It was really weird. He walked up that row and then crossed over into the row that was closer to me. I'm not going to lie, I was just watching him the whole time because it was so strange. When he started walking down the row closer to me now, he looked over and noticed me watching him. Then he stopped and just stared at me, once again with a very serious look. I looked away, but when I looked again like 10 seconds later, he was still there, staring at me. He hadn't moved at all. Now, he was still a good 100 feet away from me or so, but it was still unsettling. After staring at each other for a while longer, I waved, not knowing what else to do, to try to be friendly. He did not wave back. He just stood there and kept staring at me. Then I saw him shake his head almost in disgust and then turn and walk back to another row of cars sort of away from me. He continued with his walk through the parking lot. I really didn't think that this guy was simply joking around and trying to be funny. It seemed like he was really serious. He then walked back over to the other row of cars to where he had been before that was closer to me. When he did, he once again caught me watching him and stopped and started glaring at me. He wasn't moving like before, but this time I had had enough. I got up and just walked back over to the doors and went inside the store. I waited for my mom in there for the rest of the time until she came to pick me up. Finally, a few minutes later, she was there. I quickly got inside the car and we left. When we did, I looked around for the creepy clown guy and I saw him. He was still there, standing in the parking lot and staring at me again. My mom saw him too, and I was glad that we were leaving. After that, I never saw him again. I still don't know who he was or what he was doing. I'm not sure if anyone from Walmart ever told him to leave or not. Back then, our store was open 24 hours, so he could have theoretically gone back in at any point. It was just really weird how he was so serious, yet painted as a clown. I'm just glad that I didn't see him anymore. This happened a few years ago. For a little background, I live with my wife in a house that's in a very quiet neighborhood and a rural area. We live about 2 hours from the closest really major city. To go there, we have to get on the highway and drive on that for almost the entire way. I tell you this because one time my wife and I went to a sports game that was taking place in the city 2 hours away. We try to go to a few games a season, but obviously it's a long drive. But it's really not that bad because it's not that difficult of a drive, and here and there I don't mind it. We got down there, parked in a ramp in the city, and then attended the game. Afterwards, when it ended, it was probably about 9:30 or 10 o'clock at night. For the whole time to that point, things had gone well. We got back to our car in the ramp and then left. As you could imagine, the traffic following the game was quite bad. For the first initial streets surrounding the stadium, it was really busy and there was a bit of a traffic jam, and I didn't even park that close. I parked several blocks away. It took a good 10 minutes before we left downtown and got onto the highway. I remember that when we got to the stoplight right before getting onto the highway, we were sitting next to this other car. My wife told me to look over, and so I did. There in the car next to us was four men sitting in this small four-door sedan. They were all wearing clown masks over their heads, and each mask was rather scary looking. It wasn't the typical funny clown masks, but the creepier ones. But we obviously were not scared, but they looked over at us and were all staring. I figured they were just kids having fun, trying to get reactions out of people. But I'm not going to lie, it was a pretty creepy sight, especially with it being nighttime. They did not look away, and they all just stared at us. My wife did an overly exaggerated reaction as if she were really scared as a joke, and I just laughed. I thought to myself, the things you see in the big city. Anytime there's a large amount of people around, you're bound to see some interesting stuff. I should also mention that these masks really didn't have anything to do with the sports game. Like, none of the teams or players had anything to do with clowns. So it was not a joke to one of the players or something like that. This was totally random, it seemed. And it wasn't Halloween time either. So anyways, eventually the light turned green, and we got out onto the highway. It started out with there being a lot of other cars, and the farther north we drove, the less and less cars there were. We were driving almost even with the clown car for a while, just because there was so much traffic we didn't have much of a choice. After probably 10 minutes on that highway, the clown car eventually started going faster, and it went way ahead of us. Soon it was completely out of our sight, and we pretty much forgot about it. We continued the drive home, and my wife and I were just talking casually about the game and whatever. After probably an hour of driving, the roads were now extremely quiet. You would only see another car here and there, because we were completely out of the city and in the suburbs area and getting out into the country now. We kept driving, and soon I saw that I was coming up on a car in front of us. It was going sort of slow, nothing crazy, but the speed limit was 70 and the car was probably going 70. I was going like 75 or so. Without giving it much thought, I switched into the left lane to pass the slower car. When I did, my wife looked over and mentioned that those were the clown guys. I looked and saw that it was in fact them. All four of the men were still wearing the clown masks. This surprised me. I figured that it was just a thing they did around the large crowd of people at the game. Surely they would want to take those uncomfortable masks off their heads, but I guess not. They looked over at us once more, and we just passed them by and then changed lanes again. The clown car didn't speed up or anything, it just kept driving at the same speed, and so did I. So pretty soon, I went way ahead of them, and they disappeared in my rearview mirror. I was shocked that they were still driving this far north, but I figured that that would be the last time that we saw them. Probably 20 minutes later or so, I saw that we needed gas, so I took the next exit to refuel. This was still out in the country in a rural area. After taking the exit, I stopped at the gas station, which was right off the highway and surrounded by mostly wilderness. I pulled in, stopped at a pump, and then got out. As I was starting to fuel the car, I looked around the quiet road. I noticed another car driving in, which was the only other car in the area. The car entered the gas station, and I thought to myself, no way. It was the clown car. They drove up to a gas pump on the other side of the station, not really by me at all. As I was standing by my car, I watched a single clown get out and then start getting gas. He still had the mask on his head. I could not believe that I kept seeing them. Nothing led me to believe that they were following us. It all seemed like just a big coincidence. At one point, the clown looked over at me, and the others in the car did as well. I just looked away and finished fueling my car. Then I got back in, and my wife was already talking about how she couldn't believe the clowns were here too. We then left the gas station and got back onto the road. We didn't see the clowns leaving when we did or anything. So by this point, we had like a half hour of driving left before we were home. It went by pretty smooth, as there were really no other cars out at this time. By the time we approached the exit, it was almost midnight. As we did, we saw headlights a ways back. We had been pretty much the only car on the road to that point. So we took the exit and started driving down the smaller road. We noticed the car from the highway taking the exit as well. I wondered if it was the clown. We drove down the street and came up to a stop sign. From there, we just had to go about another half mile and then turn left to get to our neighborhood. When we slowed down and got to the stop sign, the car behind us got closer. When it did, I saw that it was the clowns. We could not believe it. How on earth were they still by us? Were they following us? We kept going down the street, and it was literally just us two cars. Then, when it was time to turn left, we did, and they did not. The clowns kept driving down the road. We got home a short time later, and everything was fine. We went to bed and didn't see the clowns at all that night or anything. Now, probably 2 days later, I think it was, my wife was on one of those internet neighborhood pages for our small city. She said that somebody posted that they saw someone dressed as a clown running through their backyard at night. Another person posted that they had seen someone with a clown mask on their trail camera. So it seemed as though the clowns were out causing problems, and I'm sure that it was those same guys. What were they doing? I didn't see them or hear anything more about them after that. But I still think it's so crazy how I literally saw them downtown, and then they went all the way to our small town 2 hours away. Were they following us somehow? I'm not sure, but it's a pretty crazy coincidence if not.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluff Mobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on Spin Quest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to spinquest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.
Something really crazy happened a few months ago. I live alone in an apartment building. I have my own place and have lived here for a couple years. One night, I was at home and got a random FaceTime call on my cell phone. I do not use FaceTime all that much, maybe here and there with a few close friends or family, but not very often. So when I looked, I saw that it was a number I did not recognize, so it wasn't somebody that I had in my phone yet. I really couldn't think of who it could be, and I figured that it was maybe a wrong number, but I was curious, and so for some reason I answered it. When I did, right away, the first thing I saw was someone wearing a full clown mask completely covering their head. It covered their neck too, and had colored hair as well. It almost made me drop my phone because it was really creepy and I just wasn't expecting it. The clown person did not say anything. It looked like a man, but I really had no idea who this was. After a few seconds of us just looking at each other, I finally said, "Hi, who are you?" The clown said nothing, but just stared at me. He moved around a little bit like he was walking as he was on FaceTime with me. It appeared as though he was in a dark room. I asked once again, this time speaking louder. He still didn't answer, but then a few seconds later, he just hung up. It was a really weird thing, and I didn't know why this clown called me on FaceTime or how he even got my number, and then why would he randomly hang up on me? I thought about calling back, but decided not to. I just hoped that he would not FaceTime me again. Less than a minute later, though, I got a text message. It was from the same number. I looked at it to see that it was just a photo, which was a selfie taken by the clown. This was creeping me out, and I wanted to know who this was. I texted back asking just that, and asked why they were texting me. However, the clown did not respond. This annoyed me, and before I went to bed that night a couple of hours later, I blocked the number. The following day, I had not received any texts or calls. I got back home from work pretty late, I remember. It was like 9 o'clock at night. So by now, things around the apartment complex were very quiet, with not many people out, if any. I had a parking space in the apartment parking garage, which was underneath the building. And then my apartment was on the second floor of the building, out of three. I left my car, walked through the quiet garage to the elevator that was down there, and then I pushed the button to the elevator and waited. As I was standing there, I heard footsteps a long ways back, and kind of around the corner. It was a little weird because I didn't hear any doors opening or closing, either to a car or to one of the doors down there, so I didn't know where this person was coming from, but I didn't look back to see where they were, as they were still a really long ways away. After a few more seconds, the elevator door opened. I walked inside and now turned around to push the button from my floor. As the doors were open there, the person who I had heard walking was now within view. If they were walking my way, I was possibly going to hold the door open for them. However, as soon as I looked, I saw that it was a man wearing a clown mask, the same one who I had seen on FaceTime and text. It was the same guy. He was now at my apartment building, and he was walking towards me, moving really fast. I pushed the button a bunch of times, hoping that the door would close faster. It felt like the door delayed itself, but shortly after I pushed the button, it did start to close. The clown then began jogging, and as the door started to shut, he started sprinting. It was a tense few moments, but thankfully, he did not reach me. The door closed when he was still about 10 feet away. As the elevator started to move up, I heard him hitting the door. I figured that he was going to now try to take the stairs, and I got myself ready to run. As soon as the door opened on the second floor, I sprinted out of the elevator and down the hallway to my apartment. However, when I did, I didn't hear anything at all. I wasn't sure if this was because the clown had not arrived at my floor yet, or if he possibly didn't know where I lived, or if he was even chasing me at all still. But either way, I hurried and unlocked my door and then went inside. Then I locked the door behind me and began looking out of the peephole. For the first minute or two, I saw nothing. The apartment was now completely quiet. I thought that maybe the clown had given up, so I started walking away. But then, I heard a door close off in the distance. It sounded like the door to the stairwell. So then, at that point, I went back over to the peephole and looked out of it. Within about 30 seconds, I heard footsteps approaching. Then, I saw the same clown walking by. He thankfully did not stop at my door or anything. He just slowly walked by and looked around. He did look at my door, but then just kept going. I was sure not to make a sound. Then, after he was gone, I felt more relaxed. I realized that I don't think he knew where I lived, but I still think that he was looking for me. I was still concerned about the whole thing. I thought that I might get another text or something, but I did not. Since then, I haven't seen the clown or heard from him. But if I ever see him again, I'm calling the cops. I'm wondering if he's somebody who lives in the apartment building or just a random guy. Sometimes I wonder if he was stalking me or something like that. I still don't know how he got my number or knew what apartment building I lived in. Also, how did he just happen to be in the parking garage when I arrived home at 9 o'clock p.m.? Was he hiding in there? Because I didn't hear any doors opening. And because of the fact that he was disguising himself, he could be somebody that I've seen before, whether it was someone in my apartment complex, someone at work, the gym, or maybe a store I go to frequently. It's a creepy thought to think about, but I'm just glad that I haven't seen the clown since and nothing else strange has happened. I'm hoping it stays that way. This is something that happened just a few weeks ago. It's still very fresh in my mind, and it gives me the creeps to think back to it. So it was an average night, and I was at home by myself. I live alone in an apartment building. I have a one-bedroom place on the fourth floor of the building. Overall, the place is nice, and nothing strange happened in my time here. This particular night, I did not have work the next day, so I was staying up late. I was just in my living room hanging out for a while, watching TV and playing around on my phone. Eventually, I got tired and decided to go to bed. By this point, it was probably like 1 o'clock in the morning or so. I turned off the TV, then turned out all the lights and was getting ready to get in bed. However, out of nowhere, I heard the sound of a knock on my apartment door. Instantly, I really got the creeps. When you're alone in a silent and dark apartment in the middle of the night, hearing a knock on the door has a different kind of effect. I wondered who on earth it could be. I slowly and quietly walked over to my front door. In that time period, whoever was there did not knock again. I did not dare open the door, but instead, I looked through the peephole. When I did, I saw a man standing there wearing a creepy clown mask. It was a scary sight to see. I almost jumped back and ran away. He wasn't directly looking at me or anything, but standing like he was waiting for me to open the door. But I did not. I was not sure if he knew I was there on the other side of the door looking at him or not. I remained there and watched him. This was really weird because it was not anywhere near Halloween time, so why would someone be wearing this creepy clown mask? The guy kept standing around. He wasn't completely still, and a few times he took a step back and looked around, but he remained at the door a lot longer than I thought he would. I kept watching and didn't look away. Eventually, after what I would estimate to be about 2 or 3 minutes, he walked off down the hallway. I kept watching to make sure that he wouldn't come back. After about 5 minutes, I finally went to bed. Since then, he still hasn't come back or anything, but I'm still wondering who it was and why he did it. I'm not aware of him knocking on anybody else's door. I'm sure that I would have heard it if he did.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I don't know any of my neighbors, and I don't know if anyone would pull a prank like that. I wonder what would have happened if I had answered the door, but I'm really glad I didn't. This is something that happened a couple of years ago, but I still think about it sometimes. One day, several of my friends and I were getting together. It was a group of 7 of us women in total, and we went to a restaurant in town for brunch. We live in a village that has a very nice downtown area where you can walk all around. It has parks and several roads, but it doesn't get that bad of traffic. There are lots of nice shops, restaurants, and bars, and it has a very relaxing feel to it. My friends and I go there all the time. On this day, we all went to the restaurant. I remember that it was really busy, as lots of other people go there. My friends and I were there for a while, and we were sitting at this large table that was in the patio area outside in the corner. I brought my instant camera to take a group picture of us, and I did. We were at the restaurant for over an hour, and then we all left together. We walked as a group through town and went to this bar on the other side just for a drink. We hung out there for a while and talked some more, and after that we left. After walking back through the town, we went our separate ways and went back home. Now, it wasn't until the next day that I realized I did not have my camera. I concluded that I must have left it at the restaurant and forgot it there, because I did not know where else it would be. I remember that I called the restaurant and asked if anybody had found it. The camera had a small case that it was in, and I did not have that either. However, when I called, I was told they did not have it. So either I thought nobody had found it or somebody had took it. I was trying to retrace my steps and think about where it could be, but I was sure that I didn't have it after the restaurant. I called the bar that we were at too, just to be safe, and they didn't have it either. I was disappointed, but I guess it wasn't a huge deal. I could always get another camera. However, only about an hour later, I got a call back from the first restaurant. They said that they did have the camera after all, and that it had been recently turned in. So I left and went down there and picked it up. After I got my camera back, it was in its case, and when I got back home, I looked inside. When I did, something was strange. The camera was in there, but so were a bunch of loose photos. I looked at them, and they were all these pictures of a creepy-looking clown. They were taken at night in what looked like a dark room. This person had their face fully painted as a clown and were wearing a wig. The photos were quite scary-looking to me, if I'm being honest, and there were like 10 of them, all pretty similar. Then there were a few other photos. There was a couple taken outside during the daytime on the street of what looked like the downtown area of the village, and then I realized that they were taken of me and my friends as we were walking down the sidewalk. We were off in the distance, not super close, but visible, and whoever took the photo was walking a long ways back. And then the last photo in the pile of them was the one that I took with my friends. I was really creeped out after seeing this. I called back the restaurant and asked them where they found the camera if they knew. I was told that a man had brought it up to the counter and said that he found it. I'm guessing that was the guy who the clown was who took the photos. This may have been his idea of a funny prank, but I found it really creepy. Especially the fact that he found my camera and didn't give it back to me at first. Instead, he followed us, took our pictures, and then took a bunch of creepy clown pictures. Then he gave it back.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I obviously haven't seen any creepy clowns since then, but I still remember that sometimes.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.